This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Eastern Congo has seen almost 20 years of chaos now. War and rape, looting and corruption, power struggles over the country's rare and valuable mineral wealth have all left their marks. The region is cautiously getting back on its feet, but sometimes the scars that war leaves behind aren't totally visible until long after it's over. In the first of five stories, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now on the difficult job of rebuilding in Eastern Congo.
This is what happens when 2 million desperate people flee for their lives through your town.
The Rwandan refugees with some militias, they took all the cattle.
Dario Wangayo Kusuku, who just turned 80, is remembering back to 1997. He owns a large farm in Masisi, about 50 miles from the border with Rwanda.
I lost 7,000 head of cattle, but for all the farmers, 650,000 head of cattle. And they broke the houses, they broke the tea factories. Everything was broken.
For the rest of the 90s and as recently as 2012, the Congolese army, Rwandan proxy militias, and dozens of different rebel groups fought for control of the region. The conflicts have become more intermittent. UN peacekeepers, who often stood on the sidelines, are taking somewhat of a more active role. So is the Congolese army. For now, security seems to be prevailing.
Things began to be a bit better. I think today is much easier.
His farm is doing a lot better these days. He's producing cheese and butter. Easier, though, does not mean easy. The infrastructure here is still in shambles. Very few roads are paved. Electricity is only on half the day.
Sometimes we've got no running water. There's water everywhere, except in the tap.
And yet, tucked in a small shopping center across from an abandoned grocery store is this. That is the new bread slicer in Goma's newest bakery, opened by Kusuku's daughter-in-law.
We are in the boulangerie au bon pain.
Vanessa Jados started this bakery not far from the UN base in Goma, Eastern Congo's capital city. It's part of a general economic stirring in the region that's taking advantage of a general decline in violence over the past decade.
Strawberry tart, pineapple tart, millefeuille.
Jados brought in a French pastry chef to train local cooks. They start each day at 5 a.m.
Why? Because I love the good things, like croissant, good bread. And here it was a problem because we don't have it.
Jados was one of the lucky ones who were sent away as a child to school during the worst of the conflict. She, like many Congolese, returned.
And when I usually ask them the question, why did you come back?
Mwanza Singoma heads the North Kivu Chamber of Commerce.
The answer you always get most of the time is because it's home. It's home.
He also left the country before the worst of the wars.
I knew the country before the conflict. So I knew the country as peaceful. The way we used to walk around, to conduct business, and people used to feel very safe. I was like, why can't this come back again at some point?
Safety aside, starting a business here is rough, as Jados found out with her bakery.
There aren't roads here. They're still building them, so you need a good spot. We need a generator for electricity. Fuel is expensive.
The World Bank ranks countries each year by how easy it is to do business in them. Congo is number 184 out of 189. That's because the roads and electricity have issues, but so does the government bureaucracy.
When the equipment got here, people were everywhere bothering us about X tax or Y tax. There's always something new you have to pay.
She says it wasn't clear if all the taxes were even real. In some ways, the government is still oriented to the plantation economy of 50 years ago, not the post-war emerging economy of today.
I'm trying to do something to make conditions better. They should be helping.
Businesses like Jados have actually been successful in lobbying the government to lower some barriers. And even though Congo is still near the bottom of that World Bank survey, it's also one of the top 10 most improved in the world this year. GDP has tripled since 2007. Kusuku, the farmer, never again had as many cattle as he used to, but he has started planting more fruit trees.
Orange, graft mango, pineapple for making fresh juice factory.
He's built a health clinic for his neighbors and fixed 45 miles of road himself.
Someone has to do something. If we'll do nothing, nothing will be done.
In Goma, Eastern Congo, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.